Claire Bradshaw, Head of Sales and Marketing at Titanic Belfast. Morning to you, Claire.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Congratulations on the opening of the event.
Much.
How did it go at the weekend?
Yes, all good at the weekend. We opened the doors at 12 o'clock on Saturday to the world, to Titanic Belfast, and we had hundreds and hundreds of people down here. It went better than we could have hoped. Yes, as you've rightly said, a bit of disruption caused people trying to bring us back to the old days, but we marched on and continued on forward, and we had a great day here. Yesterday was another great day at Titanic Belfast, and we're gearing up for yet another. So it's day three here at Titanic Belfast.
I read a tweet this morning from someone. I saw some comments at the weekend as well, that the staircase is prohibited from ordinary people. Is that right?
No, that's not correct. What is actually the case with the staircase? As part of the general visitor attraction on a day-to-day basis, visitors will not be able to get up to the staircase because there may be weddings taking place there, there may be conferences, there may be other events. So to counteract that, we have a number of events per month, which we'll be releasing details on our website on Wednesday about these events. You'll be able to come, so the public will be able to come up to the staircase for Titanic tea parties, Titanic dances. We have a capacity here at Titanic Belfast of 6,000 people per day. The staircase wouldn't be so special if we had 6,000 people per day trampling over it, and also people wouldn't be able to get that tea shot that they want with that type of volume. So we're trying to create special events where people can come up, enjoy the staircase in all the grandeur and all the glory, but also making sure that people can book the staircase and book the Titanic suite.
But hold on a second.
Or four conferences.
So the design of this place does not allow people when they, you know, you talk about, you know, it being special to see it, and that'll be a special event. You know, for a family, Claire, it might be their one and only visit to the Titanic Centre. That might be their special event. And they don't have to walk over it. Can they not stand somewhere and look at it?
But also, if you're having your wedding, that's your one special event. So what we're trying to do is balance all the needs of people, all the desires of people for their part of the Titanic story. The building, Stephen, we've actually invited you down a few times over the past couple of weeks, and hopefully if you do get the chance to come down, you'll be able to see how what you've just said couldn't possibly work. Because if someone's setting up for a wedding during the day, someone's having their wedding dinner or their wedding lunch during the day, you wouldn't surely want members of the public overlooking your wedding.
So someone paying for a wedding, Claire, gets better treatment, gets that special event of the staircase, rather than someone paying for the whole experience.
It's not about better treatment. Everything here at Titanic Belfast is world class. I can assure anyone who is coming in to go around the nine galleries to tell the story of Titanic here will be absolutely delighted with their experience. They'll be here probably on average about 2.5 to 3 hours, and that is a special experience. That's coming in to the nine galleries, hearing about our city right from 1910, 1912 through to the reality of where Titanic lies today. It is all about special experiences, and a visit to Titanic Belfast, whether for a wedding or for a tour, is a special experience.
How many weddings are booked in?
There's just over 50 weddings confirmed, booked, paid, confirmed, and there's a heck of a lot more on the books. But it's not just about weddings, it's also about conferences, it's about charity award events, it's all about trying to bring extra business into this city. Titanic Belfast has created a banqueting suite, which has allowed the city to bid for international conferences that we could never have bid for before. So it's actually creating economic linkages in our city, bringing in medical conferences, bringing in academic conferences, that then put bums in beds in the hotel, put bums in seats in the restaurants. It's all about creating those economic linkages. This is the one thing that our city has that goes across the world. It's a global brand. The word Titanic doesn't need to be translated. Everyone knows what Titanic is, and we have got the start of the story. This is our story to tell, and it's going to bring so much business into our city, so many tourists, so many conference delegates, so many cruise visitors. We have to be able to manage all these different elements all within one building.
It's a very passionate contribution from you, actually, and it's making me think. How many extra tourists do you think Titanic will bring in?
You're talking about easily hundreds of thousands. Our aim in year one is 425,000 minimum.
Extra?
No, not extra. 425,000 is our target, our company's targets. But I'm talking a couple. We can't put a number on how many we will bring exactly, because we know what the city is trying to achieve. We also know what they're trying to achieve for the cruise market. So by the end of the summer season, when we have had a number of months trading, we'll have had 5 months trading, we will then be able to report back. I will guarantee I'll come back on your show and I will tell you the volume of visitors that we've had to our city and the difference it has made in terms of overnight stays. Take the coach market, for example. The city has had coach tourism for a long time. They have traditionally left Dublin, driven through Belfast, taken a two-hour city tour, and then gone up and stayed up at the Causeway. They haven't hardly spent a penny in Belfast. What we're seeing now is coach operators booking overnight stays in the city because there is so much more to do here now. It's about getting money into the economy. Get not just a 20p postcard, a 30p postcard. It's about getting them in here, getting them to stay overnight. And that is what our big aim for Titanic Belfast is. So I will come back at the end of the summer season and I will highlight just how much in that segment in the coach market, how much a difference Titanic Belfast has made to the economy in that one segment alone.
You know, what I don't want this to be, Claire, is, you know, you coming on this morning under pressure and me talking about all of the negative. Because having listened to you over the last 5 or 6 minutes, I can hear your passion for this project. And it's a huge project. And many people in Northern Ireland would say that we've got to be really proud of it and we've got to embrace it big time. So give me a sense of what's going to happen around this Titanic project. The infrastructure around it, in terms of the land around it, it's still a bit of a wasteland, isn't it? So what's the vision? What's the future of what's going to actually be around that? And there's then a follow-up question. Well, sorry, carry on.
You're okay. The first vision is to get local people to really embrace Titanic Quarter. So Titanic Quarter, the area, as part of the city. That's the first area. And we're not doing too bad with that when you think about the fact you can actually live in Titanic Quarter now. You can study Belfast Metropolitan Colleges here. You can come down with your family and spend time at Titanic Belfast. Later on this year at the SS Nomadic, Thompson Dry Dock is here. Game of Thrones has been filmed here and will be again. I mean, this is all about getting people to embrace this part of the city right across Northern Ireland to understand that this is now a part of Belfast. That's the first vision. So the development is up as far. We're looking ahead. We're looking here 2020 for the full development.
Shops, cafes, restaurants, are there going to be many open around it?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, even here at Titanic Belfast, we have a cafe, we have a restaurant. You will see Chris Bennett has opened a sort of multi-denominational...
But that's inside, isn't it?
Centre in the Ark, underneath the Ark Apartments. This is, if you remember what it was like in the Cathedral Quarter before the Cathedral Quarter was fully developed, now people go down to the Cathedral Quarter, they eat, they live, they spend time there. That's what we're aiming for Titanic Belfast. We want to get people down and to use this land again, bring it back to life. All the thousands of shipyard workers who would have been here 100 years ago. It's all about getting people back into this area, bringing it back to life and making sure whenever tourists come to this city that they walk into an area that is full of life, vibrancy and is really telling our story.
And I'll pick up on that point in just a second. If you've been to the Titanic Centre at the weekend, 08459 555 678, 08459 555 678, and you can share your experience with me this morning at Stephen Nolan on Twitter. It's interesting you talk, Claire, about, you know, bringing people into the city and letting them enjoy the whole experience. And there's a wider question, isn't there, for tourists when they come into the city. The city, for goodness sake, on a Sunday, for example, is shut. The city at night time is shut after 9 o'clock. And I just wonder, does there need to be a complete evaluation of how much Belfast city centre is open for business so that this can be a combined venture?
Even I'm not going to argue with you on that point. I'm the biggest fan of tourism in the world. I've worked here for 9 years in tourism. I love when I go to other cities that there is that vibrancy on Sundays at evening. Absolutely, the city does need to continue to develop our product offering. Titanic Belfast is a starting point, is a great help. We open at 10 o'clock on a Sunday, making sure that when cruise visitors come into the city, there's something for them to do. Making sure that if you're here for a city break, there's something for you to do on a Sunday morning. Absolutely, the city does need to keep pushing ahead with product development, making sure there's more and better things to do, that there's more vibrancy at evenings in the city centre. But I tell you what, I have never seen our city work so well together as I have in the last year. The amount of partnership work and the amount of communication between all the different agencies, both public and private sector, has been absolutely astonishing.
I was working in England.
I'm actually looking at half of them, to be honest with you, but it is a really good example of how we can work together. But we have to keep going, you're totally right.